from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Clint, bro, I love you, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. Stick around a little bit, boy. We like to party when them Astros win, when we're on the clock, if you know what I mean. Between 2 and 6, them Astros, when they win a ball game, we're going to celebrate a little bit. I like to do that.
That's right.
Hopefully, I'm not jinxing anybody. Well, you can get you a drink. There's one over there in the bar area. You can get you a little old drink. Probably going to go good with your little cookies you over there eating. But,
not cookies.
But little crackers, is that what that is? Little crunchy crackers. Do you consider a graham cracker a cookie? I think it's closer to a cookie than it is a cracker.
Nope.
No, crackers it's in the name.
Yeah, it's a cracker.
Just like animal crackers.
Oh, that's what we're going to do.
Yes.
That gets you if the cinnamon ones kind of slide over to that range, but still cracker.
Well, I mean, you can put anything in the form of a cracker and call it a cracker. I mean, when it's all said and done, that sweetness include that in some of the food conversations we have. A good graham cracker is very versatile and has a phenomenal taste. Crushing that up at the bottom of a cheesecake is absolutely tremendous
delicacy.
Right, the fire pit nights when you camping nights when you do s'mores with the graham cracker, absolutely clutch. And it's standalone. I mean, you could enjoy one just any given moment. Right now, I would absolutely crush
it. I like mine caked up with cinnamon.
You like to put extra cinnamon on it?
No, I mean, I like the ones that get the cinnamon ones. Not if I'm going to eat it plain, not just the ones that...
Do they have plain ones with cinnamon on them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just a very, very underrated cracker or snack, however you want to look at it. Jonathan Alexander, the Houston Chronicle, live from Texans training camp. He'll be with us today at 4:40. Get you some boots on the ground. Some eyes on the action, if you will. We're not there. Jonathan is. Catch up on all the action today, as well as Kay Adams. She'll be on Texans All Access tonight. Well, and I don't know. She is an attractive young lady, and she is also a very talented young lady, and she is on tour around all the training camps, and she's apparently at the Texans camp today. Isn't that amazing?
It's one of my biggest crushes, man. She is an angel. She is beautiful.
She's strong.
I'm going to be visualizing her in my mind's eye the entire time Rock and Roll Meow Vandermeer is with her.
He got me, man.
What did he do?
I swear before God, when that man said, In all honesty, I thought he was going to talk about her professional work.
No, and she is very, very talented.
In all honesty, she is one of my greatest crushes. Like I thought,
angel.
I thought he was saying, no,
she really is great at what she does.
I think she is one of my idols in the business. I thought that's what he was going to say.
She looks damn good while she's doing it.
You thought he was going to be professional?
When he said,
what were you thinking?
When he said, in all honesty, I thought he was going to move away from anything that had to be based on her looks. Yeah. And
they can go together, though. I appreciate her work.
I thought you were going to put them together, but you weren't.
Kay's one of them chicks that obviously she's very professional, but we've moved on and we're talking about her attractiveness. She's one of them chicks that, like, however you view her, whatever number you believe you want to put on her beauty, her personality, at least as much as I know, I know her. Hell, I've only seen her on TV and social media. But you can bump that thing two numbers for me.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah,
I mean, her personality is a plus two bump. Tyler, you just can't get away from the boner alert part of this thing, can you?
I mean, you're saying bumps, and then you keep talking about Kay Adams. I can't hold back when it comes to Kay.
Put her on the list.
No, yeah, it feels like it warmed up in this producer booth.
There's about three or four.
I mean, your blood started flowing a little bit. Whew. I mean, I guess it may have. Nonetheless, you need to stay plugged in. Point is, you need to stay plugged in right here, Sports Radio 610, because we got Jonathan Alexander straight out of Cleveland.
She's comfortable in any look. That's
absolutely.
You can bring out jeans and a t-shirt with the glasses.
Yes,
glam it up.
Whatever.
Feels like you could get a beer with her, man.
The jeans and the wife beater is just a very, very strong look, and she does it in a professional spot every day, damn near. Kay Adams, Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, stay plugged in right here to Sports Radio 610. Ron, we've got a ton of guys. You've ran down the list a couple times today. We've got a ton of guys that are out of camp today, and really the more concerning part of it is you've got guys that have been out, not the ones that have been out for weeks at a time, not the ones Diggs it's just missed a day today. This is the first day, by the way, that Stephon Diggs I think has missed a training camp, but not those. It's the guys that have been 2-3 days while they're working in Cleveland that haven't played. There's a long laundry list, and what I want to do is I want to get to that list here shortly, Ron, of just guys in general that we're not going to be able to see play Friday. We know we got a pretty good suspicion that we're not going to see them play. Which one of those guys are you chomping at the bit that you want to see? But before we get there, there's one guy that we know is not going to play. Could play, but we know is not going to play, and that is Denico Autry. He was gonna be a big part of what the Texans do up front. Very versatile player, one of the most versatile players in all of football, all of the NFL. Inside, being able to play inside defensive tackle and outside defensive end. Had 11 and a half sacks last year. This is a guy the Texans were leaning into in a big, big way at a spot of need at that interior defensive line position. He got popped for PEDs, is out for the first six games. And Ron, That is a big concern, obviously. But there's one guy at camp that I think has stood out. By the way, is not on the list of guys that has set out of practice. Not on the list of guys that is not going to play.
We should see him Friday.
I expect to see him Friday. One guy that they acquired this year, and I'll be honest, he's a veteran. Had he not been a guy that I played with his pops, I don't know that it would have been much of a conversation. Veteran, I think he's his ninth year in the league, I think I heard. But boy, has he stood out in training camp. And he was, to be fair, before the Denico Autry news came out, Mario Edwards Jr. was already jumping on the scene. He was already the one defensive lineman, that interior defensive lineman, that was jumping off the practice field for us, Ron. And if you don't believe us, here's the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, Matt Burke, in what he's seen, and he talks about a couple of guys here, but Mario Edwards Jr. is the surprise, and Mario Edwards Jr. is the one that I think has jumped off the field for most of us out there, more so than the others. But here's Matt Burke, defensive coordinator.
Mario's been a revelation. I think he's just been super explosive. He's probably adapted or taken to the techniques probably better than anyone in the short time that we've had. So sometimes it takes a while for guys to go from, you know, especially a 9-year vet or whatever he is, from a read or different types or like different alignments to really consistently buy in like to an attack technique that we ask him to play. He's probably adapted better than anyone in such a short time. So explosive athlete, yeah. I joke with him like, man, if you were in this front for your whole career, I mean, it's hard to knock a 10-year career. So I'm not saying he hasn't had a great one, but it's fun to see him sort of come to growth in this for sure.
That's promising, Ron. I mean, look, we've seen it, and we don't go back and watch the film and practice. But I mean, we've seen it, and you're like, damn, this dude's jumping off the field. To hear the coach go out there and have such rave reviews of Mario Edwards, that's big time. And it's going to be huge because the first 6 games of this season, you're going to need that.
You think he's the guy that is going to be most likely to replace the presence of Autry?
Oh, I don't know how he's not, Ron, at this point.
I mean, obviously they're going to have a rotation, but you think he kind of slides into?
Well, I mean, we've seen that rotation. When you look at Tim Settle and you look at Fatakasi, Foley. When you look at those guys, they ain't moving. They're not built like, nor are they moving with the quickness and the violence that Mario Edwards brings to the table. I may be wrong. When it comes Sunday, I could be dead ass wrong. Maybe Tim Settle and Foley are guys that just turn it on when the lights are out there. But right now, there is nobody even remotely close to John. I mean, I'll argue that Davis has flashed in the practices
Khalil
that I've
Davis.
Seen. I'll say Khalil Davis has flashed more than anybody else, not named Mario Edwards. I'm talking about interior defensive line now, at a spot of need, a spot of concern.
Because see, he's the one that I thought maybe the one that kind of slides in.
Khalil Davis. Yeah,
because he played last year and showed some flashes, and has kind of done so in camp. But they are speaking glowingly about Mario Edwards Jr. And about what he's done.
Look, Mario Edwards Jr., did I tell you I played with his pops? 0-1-5, 0-1-5.
And he's jumped. He has jumped. He's jumped off.
We need to get him on, man. What do y'all boys think? We'll try with Mario Edwards Jr.?
I'll take any player.
But look, we'll get a little Mario Edwards Jr. on here.
I'll take a backup quarterback. I'll take Kendrick Green. Take anybody.
Tiny.
I don't know. What is it like to have a player?
No, we ain't talking about no Kendrick Green. We're talking about Mario Edwards Jr.
I take Mario Edwards Jr.
We'll work on that.
Hold on.
I'll text Pops, man, and say, man, can I get a solid?
Ooh, yeah, you got a relationship.
Can I get a solid? All right, there's obviously Danico Autry is on that list of guys that aren't playing this week. And we don't know for sure who is or isn't playing, but right now, guys that did not practice today, Tytus Howard, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Green, Dieter Iceland, Kamari Lassiter, Jeff Okuda, Will Anderson Jr., Brevin Jordan, Charlie Heck, Desmond King, Joe Mixon. Damn, I didn't know this list was this long. Tim Settle Jr., Tegan Quatoriano, Noah Brown, Christian Harris, Danico Autry, and Laremy Tunsil. Now, look, there's some of those guys that we've seen play in a Texans uniform. There's some of these guys that I'm not real anxious to see play in a Texans uniform. I think they're going to be good players, but I'm not over the top excited. Ron, if I had to pick one guy on that list, one guy on that list for me right now that I'm chomping at the bit to see in a Texans uniform, you could probably guess this, but it's Joe Mixon. Mm. And I know Joe's one of the guys. He's not one of the guys that just missed a handful of days. Joe Mixon's one of the guys. Hell, he ain't practiced but a handful of days, 2 or 3 to be exact. But, man, I am just – it's been a long time, man, since and look, I know this is my opinion, and I know a lot of people don't agree, but for me, it's been a long time since we've seen this caliber back in a Texans uniform.
No, I think that's fair.
I mean, that caliber back.
Right, since Foster is probably fair.
That caliber back in that San Francisco, Bobby Slowick's version of that San Francisco offense, man. That could really, I mean, I'm just stoked about that. So Joe Mixon on this short list, or long list, of guys that did not practice today and probably are not going to play Friday, I'd go Joe Mixon. Who say you?
Yeah, for me, I'm pretty certain I know what Joe Mixon is about. I don't know what Kamari Lassiter is about, at least in a game setting. It's still going to be probably middle of the year to know exactly what he's about.
Yeah.
And Clint, he's I mean, between him, we saw Kenyon Green play last week, so we got that out the way. I think him and Damian Pierce, to me, Clint, are the two guys coming in the game. Now, I know Damian's not on this injured list, and we expect to see him a lot. But just not from that injured list or the guys that didn't practice today. Overall, Kamari Lassiter and Damian Pierce are the two guys that I really want to see, because there's some newness with this. And with Kamari Lassiter, we just haven't seen him play an NFL game, whether preseason or not. He's done a lot of practice where he's gotten to know some of these guys, some of the routes and things like that. I want to see him play against other teams. So to me, Kamari Lassiter is big because he is going to be vital. He is a starting corner that teams are going to attack because of who's on the other side. And the more and more he gets out there in game settings, as Mike Tomlin said earlier, this is the closest thing to a game setting. That's something I want to see.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to see him this week, obviously. But I'm with you there. I mean, I think he is definitely one of the top ones that I'm anxious to see. Nothing has changed for me in a sense of I still think there's a stiffness there that makes the handing of the job to and the treating like a starter from OTAs very, very interesting to me. I love it. If I were a coach and I knew I was going to start a player, damn it, I want him getting all the reps. Every good, bad, indifferent, early and late, I want him getting all. So I love the approach. It's just a 180 from what we're used to with this particular staff. So, and I personally, as I said, I need to see him cover. I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope he's a lockdown corner outside. I hope he's a lockdown corner that John Harris and D'Amico Ryans say he is. I hope that is the case, and I can't wait. I cannot wait to see it. But you mentioned Damian Pierce. That is one guy that I'm fairly, barring any kind of injury between now and then, that is one, again, that could, boy, you want to talk about a safety net if something were to happen with Joe Mixon. You want to talk about a hell of a 1-2 punch if this guy gets back to 2022 shape. And it seems like D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick, we've heard both of them talk, Ron, about Damian Pierce, and more specifically about he's in a really good place and they're excited to see him play. Man, I don't want to say there's pressure on the kid to go out there and perform, but I know the level of excitement towards seeing him tote the rock in a spot when he's right. And the system seems to be right for him. I'm anxious to see that.
I just want to see. Everybody's raved. He said it. He said it in his interview on Texans All Access last night that mentally he's leaps and bounds to where he was the first 2 years.
Yeah, I got
to
see what that means. I
want to see it. I want to see it because basically y'all told us by y'all actions that this guy can't play. Can't play for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not in any manner by the time the end of the year. In any manner, he can't play for us. We got to give it to Singletary 20, 25 times if we're going to do it. So I want to see what kind of changes we have.
Tyler, you recovered in there, bub?
I'm making money, if that's what you mean.
No, I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about
the
Kay Adams disturbance that you had.
No, I'm going to have to work through that in the break.
It was just a brief mention, man. If we ever get her on the show, it'd be a hell of a deal. I don't know if I could trust you in that studio talking to her.
Man, she is an angel.
What do you think he'd say on that phone when he called Kay Adams?
I'm a fan
never
of
mind,
her work.
Never mind what he'd do with her number. On a drunken heights night.
What up, Kay?
I think he would shoot a subdued shot. He wouldn't shoot a full shot.
Hi.
Would there be? I heard your voice trembling right there.
Just a little. Oh, I think there would be some nervousness in there. Quick, don't look at me like that. If Kay Adams or Joy Taylor rolled in here, there would be a certain level of nervousness.
I don't even know what that feels like, bro.
I might fart.
You
damn,
what?
Tyler. I might squeeze one out.
Yeah, control okay. Level.
If Joy walked, let me stop.
This has not worked out well for you before, Ryan. Better quit it.
I'm stopping.
Joy Taylor and Kay Adams. What a Wednesday.
I don't respect her. All right.
Swing.
Coming up, Ryan Pressly is in the game, and luckily for him, he's given up a double to open up the inning and then a absolute missile hit straight to Jake Meyers, who didn't have to move, luckily, for the Astros. Let's see what happens here, and he's going to give up another hit as now the tying run's coming to the plate. So we'll let you know what Ryan Pressly did. And I think we may have a player who is pushing to get some playing time for the Astros. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, Ryan Pressly sweated through that again. Luckily for him, only giving up one run, was able to mix in some hard hit outs to get out of it. It is 6-4. Pressly gives up a run in the eighth. The unwavering trust that Joe Espada has in Ryan Pressly is just, I understand what he's done in the history. Excuse me. I understand what he has done, but my God, Clint. I mean, he trusts him in the eighth. Like, I mean, it, no thought, no matter what Brian Abreu does.
Yeah, it's the double is the scary thing. It seems like every time Ryan goes out there, man, there's a double to lead that thing off. We might as well just put him, like, we're pitching extra innings. Hell, there's a guy starts out on second. It seems like every damn time.
I mean, he this year gets squared up like I have never seen Ryan Pressly get squared up.
Hopefully he's a slow starter.
Oh, it's still early?
For him, he's a playoff guy, man.
Playoff guy.
Boy, he gets bored in the regular season.
I don't know, boy.
I'll see you in October.
However they do the innings, I just have the hope that when these games continue to get even more important, and if they do make it to the postseason, that when they're thinking of the highest of levels of leverage and they don't go to Hader, I hope that goes to... I
hope it goes to Abreu.
But I feel like that's not how Joe sees it. Like, I feel like...
I think he's got to see that, right? In that particular
Joe
instance,
Joe and company.
I think when it matters the most, I think they see that
because it hadn't mattered.
I mean,
you mean the most.
Well, I mean, it's just like to go back, just like last year, the whole turnstile in center field. But when it mattered the most, who was in center field? When it matters the most, you know who's playing where. Hopefully that is Abreu gets that run.
Yeah, the only thing is just that trust of Ryan Pressly. Ryan Pressly.
Well, he's gonna be in the mix now.
No, he's gonna be in the mix. I just like Ryan Pressly has been one of these guys, and as you would say, you know, you've already taken the ninth from him. Are you gonna take the next?
You gonna circle back and take the eighth too?
Next highest leverage situation from him. I mean, I would.
Well, I think you made a point about this whole situation a long time ago. I think it's going to be fluid.
Somebody said, no, Clint, he had traffic in the playoffs, too.
Well, I mean, you say what you want. I mean, he may always have had traffic. But when you look at it, I mean, hell, he's one of, if not the best closer in postseason play over the last handful of years. So, I mean, traffic or no traffic, I mean, it's that's fact. So, you said it earlier, Ron, earlier a couple months back, I think we're talking about it, is – just, you know, if you got 1-2-3 coming up in the seventh, Abreu needs that 1-2-3.
Depending on where they're at in the lineup. Or if they're due up in the eighth, I think Abreu needs to be in that space.
Yep.
If you come up in the seventh, you got to go to the pen, and 6-9 are coming up, or 5-8 are coming up.
That's where you want to sit Pressly.
To me, I think Pressly should be in.
We'll see if they make that move. It ain't going to happen until the playoffs if they do.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, speaking of the Astros, they're up 6-4 in the ninth. We'll keep you abreast of that situation. Remember, coming up behind us, or coming up in this next segment, Jonathan Alexander, who has been at training camp, at least their camp that they've been in Ohio. By the way, man, like he's been gone for a little bit. I wonder, has he gotten any kind of date, any action, and he picked up a number since he's been in Ohio. I don't know. He may have his own personal here, but I wonder, has Jonathan, you know, had some fun doing some play and not just work? my man Jonathan Allen.
Well, ask him. He's going to be on in a minute. Ask him.
I will. I think I will.
I mean, he may have a significant other here, Ron.
He may. I'm just saying. You got. If he does, I'll shut that down. If he's got a dangly earring like that. That's a fella who's been in.
You're really hung up on that earring,
I
ain't you?
I love it, man. It tells a story. It has to. It says a lot.
I don't know what stories it tells, but it's definitely got a.
It says something.
It's definitely got a. It like makes when
you
a statement.
See, like you see a guy who's got. When I say dangly earring, like.
It's Deion Sanders dangly.
Dangly. Lawrence Taylor had the LT.
Yes, yes.
I think Barry Bonds had him one. I think his is just a crucifix, just dangling, just hanging.
My dad wears one of those.
Your dad's a dangly ear wearer?
He is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have that for him.
Dad's got a lot of piercings.
Good for him, man.
I mean, what else?
Confidential.
Oh, it's confidential. You don't put your dad's business.
No, it's mainly a bunch of ear piercings and stuff.
Yeah, he don't have no Prince Albert.
It's mainly, huh?
Yeah.
Out of the nipple.
I mean, that means not all. You got nipples pierced?
No. What? No nips that I know of.
Well, now, I mean, we're getting real personal here.
Well, there's no other.
I wonder if I should get my nips pierced.
Be a little tiny, that'd put a little studs in
boy.
It.
Yeah,
tiny target. Say,
man, that'd be yeah. a tiny target.
They got small needles.
Push in. Yeah, they have to really push in to close that up. Hey, by the way, Zach, DiZenzo.
Yeah, man.
I think he needs to get some serious run at first. If that's what they brought him up to, you know, he was 0-for-4 last night. But the one thing about him, Clint, and I could see it, seeing it again today, is there's no deer in the headlights. There's no. It's too big. And then today he's 2-for-3 with a walk, been on base 3 times, scored 2 runs. He can move. He made a great play in the field earlier on a hard hit ball hit down the line. Like to me, I don't think they've liked the production from Singleton and Dubon, whatever that. I think he'll let him get some run. Like I mean, I'm talking like the rest of the month. Like he can have an 0-for-3 or an 0-for-4, and he could still come back yeah. tomorrow. I think give him the rest of the month. I like the early signs of what I'm seeing from him.
Well, look, I mean, the my hope doesn't change just because it's a first baseman and he's the next guy up. I mean, I'm I can only imagine how difficult it is at that level of baseball, but just baseball in general, man, it's hard to get in a rhythm if it's an every other day or every third day type of deal for a hitter. So It just makes sense that if this is the route you're gonna go, if you're not happy with the guys that you have, it just makes sense that you throw these guys out there and you allow them to make mistakes, you allow them to struggle, you allow them the time to get into some level of rhythm and see what they're all about.
Yeah, he looked really good. He looked really good. Had some great swings today, and you can see him getting more and more comfortable. He got his first hit. I mean, he acted like nothing happened.
Yeah, double.
Got a double and just acted like nothing. Hit another one hard. Yeah, he's I like what he's bringing to the table. And hell, you brought him up. Give him a shot. Don't Pedro Leon him. Well, I don't know the next time Pedro's going to play, but give him a shot. Give him a run. All right, Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle will join us. We'll get his thoughts of camp today. What he saw today before they have this preseason game on Friday. Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle joins us coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Astros do come away with a dub. We'll celebrate that here in a bit. They win 6-4 behind Oda Yusei Kikuchi. Oh, Kikuchi gets the win. That new Kikuchi has been big time.
That new H-Town Kikuchi is good, y'all.
Yeah, it's been big for the Astros. He's now 2-0 in his 2 starts. High strikeout numbers. Another 8 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings today. So big for
I love Kikuchi.
Yeah, one more time. Let me get that one more time.
I love Kikuchi.
There it is. There it
what
is.
What you thinking about right now?
Huh?
What do you think about whenever you hear that?
Good performance. Able to hit all the corners.
Hell
good
yeah.
Good fastball changeup combination.
Good ass Kikuchi on a good Wednesday. Ass Kikuchi.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, speaking of good Kikuchi,
hump day for nothing.
Jonathan Alexander joins us, the Houston Chronicle, who's been out in Ohio. How long you been out in Ohio? What? 5, 6, 7 days you've been out there? It's been over a week, ain't it?
It feels that way. Feels like forever. It's been about 6 or 7 days.
6, 7 days, man. I know you didn't fall into a drink somewhere and met you a nice little young lady somewhere. But no, man.
I got a lady at the house who might be listening to this, so I just want to keep it that way.
Damn, man.
Ron trying to piss off her guest.
I just good and faithful. I was just wondering, but that's a long time to be out there and not enjoying yourself. Well, good for you. Good for you. You've been FaceTiming the hell out of her late at night, as I'm sure. I'm sure you've been. What have you been seeing? What'd you see today as they get ready for the Steelers coming up? I know we saw a lot of people not participating in practice today. What'd you see today?
Yeah, quite a few people were missing, including Stephon Diggs and Titus Howard, who both suffered injuries in Tuesday's practice, and today was more of a little bit of walkthrough. So usually during the regular season, the players don't play in walkthrough, and that means they might not play. So I'd expect, even though the Texans are going to play, you know, their starters, a good bit of them won't play, including Kamari Lassiter, who hadn't played all week, Will Anderson Jr., Diggs and Howard, I think probably won't play, particularly Howard, and a few other starters and key players. Like Tim Settle and Jeff Okuda. So you're going to see CJ Stroud still going to be out there. We talked about it. You all asked me about it. I asked D'Amico, and he said, you know, despite the injuries on the offensive line, CJ Stroud, or he said the starters, he didn't mention CJ Stroud personally, but he said the starters are still going to play. There's no change in the plans.
What is you mentioned the Diggs situation. Talk us through what happened. I mean, first of all, before we ever get to that point, man, to my knowledge, this is the first practice that Diggs has not been fully dressed and involved in the practice. So tip my cap to the veteran that has every reason and every ability to go, hey, man, I need every fifth or sixth day off and I need a little bit of that Laramie Tunsil treatment. Tip the cap to that dude for grinding for that many days straight in training camp.
Yeah, I mean, D'Amico talked about it today that he's giving players, he's monitoring the days they practice and giving players time off. I think that was probably the case for Diggs. He looked like when it happened, it was a deep pass from C.J. Stroud. He had got past the cornerback who was guarding him. I can't remember who it was, but C.J. kind of lofted it up and gave Jimmy Ward enough time to try to make a play on the ball, and they kind of ran into each other. And it seemed like Diggs got the brunt of the fall of the collision. And I think he got the wind knocked out of him because he went back to the sideline. They checked on him. He was good. He ended up coming back. So I think him missing today was a little bit more of a precaution. He's a veteran, obviously, and it's going to be a valuable piece to this team, and they want to make sure he stays healthy going into the regular season.
All right, Jonathan Alexander, Houston Chronicle, and he's taking ladies out there. If you're wondering, he is off the market. I'm curious. You heard from D'Amico the last couple of days. You've heard from the offensive coordinator. You've heard from the defensive coordinator. Do you get the sense that the coaching staff feels pretty good where they are right now with the team?
Yeah, I do. Just kind of, you know, there have been ups and downs for both offense and defense. And particularly this week, offense shined on Monday, and then the defense had a dominant performance on Tuesday. So, you know, typically they like that. They don't want it to be one-sided. And I thought early on it was one-sided towards the defense, but the offense has started to get into a little bit of a rhythm. It takes a little bit longer for offenses to get going in training camp. And, you know, finally you're seeing that connection between Stroud and Diggs and Nico Collins and Tank Dell, and that's what you want to see. I think one of the biggest concerns, though, for the Texans is definitely that offensive line. You know, they're dealing with injuries at tackle. You want to make sure that C.J. Stroud has the protection he has to be able to throw it and hit his receivers. But so far, so good, and I think the defense has really surprised me in particular. So I think D'Amico and Bobby talked about it. They like where they're at, and there's still a bit of a ways to go. They still have to work on some things, but I think that'll be ironed out in the upcoming preseason games.
Jonathan Alexander with the Houston Chronicle joining us live from Cleveland, where the Texans are training right now. We talked about this a couple of segments ago about the you know, who we're chomping at the bit to see, man. I mean, I know a lot of people like to downplay and minimize preseason, man. I absolutely love it, and I'm chomping at the bit to see a couple of guys. But of the guys, let's shift gears. The guys that you know are going to play, or at least you feel like, at least we don't know anything, you feel like are going to get a lot of run. Who's a short list of guys that you're going to have your eye on and looking forward to seeing?
Well, he's not going to get a lot of run, but he's going to get some run. Of course, it's C.J. Stroud. You want to see how he looks out there in his first game action with the new weapons he has. Diggs might not play, but you want to see him make that jump in year two. I want to see John Metchie again. He didn't have a great game that week one, and I think Xavier Hutchinson and Ben Skowronek have made that wide receiver battle a lot tough, and it hasn't made it as clear cut. At first, we were thinking that John Metchie was a lock, but I'm not really sure about that anymore. So I want to see John Metchie because you know the ability that he has and the potential he has. So you want to see him have a good performance. So he's somebody I'm taking a look at as well. And then on the defensive side, you want to see probably I'm going to be looking at Kalen Bullock. Can he do it again? Can he have two really solid performances in a row? The thing coming out of college was his tackling ability, but he forced a fumble and led the team with five tackles. Can he do it again? I think I'm looking at those three players.
All right, that's Jonathan Alexander joining us. He is live out there and been with this team since they made it to Ohio. He'll be there covering them as they take on the Steelers on Friday. Appreciate you joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Jonathan Alexander. And I got to say, Jonathan, in terms of NFL, I don't know that we know exactly what John Metchie is skill, like talent-wise. I mean, I remember him at Alabama, and I remember being excited about the pick, but I'm not certain that he has come out and shown us to say, like, all right, man, we know what the skill like. Like Damian Pierce, we know what the skill level is and the talent of what it can be. I mean, this is a guy who, before he got injured, was top eight in the league in rushing. I don't know. At the NFL level, John Metchie has not really shown, you know, anything for us to bank on to say, well, we know what he's capable of. We know what they thought of him when they drafted him. But yeah. I don't know if we know what he's capable of.
Well, you look at the resume from Alabama, then you look at the second round pick, and there were some promising things coming in. But to your point, there's just been, for me personally, I'll speak for myself, at no point did I think John Metchie was safe, and at no point did I think that there wasn't going to be a hell of a competition for the fifth, sixth receiver spot on this football team. Now you heard him talk about Xavier Hutchinson and Ben Skoranek having good games. I think both of those guys came along and had decent practices in Cleveland as well. And then, you know, you flip Monday, the offense had a good practice. And I think Robert Woods actually got quite a bit of run and made some plays. And so the more from a distance we don't hear John Metchie's name, boy, the tougher it's going to get. So here we are.
Yeah, he needs him a day. He needs a day.
Soon.
This is I don't know. I don't know if there is anybody out there on the team who Friday's game against the Steelers is bigger for. I mean that is what we have heard a lot. Very much what Jonathan said of, hey, I thought it was a lock for John Metchie. Now I'm not so sure.
Right.
He has another one of those performances. That could be problematic for him moving forward coming up. All right, as we roll through, the Astros get a big W today. Hader closes it down as the formula there. Kikuchi get it to the bullpen, and Taylor Scott came in here and got a few outs, and they got Abreu, a shaky Presley, but then they get done with it in the ninth. They take the series. They actually are now tied. Right now atop the West with the Mariners. If the Mariners can lose to the Tigers, they'll have sole possession of first place moving into into the weekend. All right, 5 o'clock fire coming up next. We'll let you hear the latest with that game and recap the Astros' W against the Rangers and some quarterback competitions going on, especially one in Pittsburgh, and they may be adding a new player as well. All of that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.